This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We hope you're having a great day. I don't know. Would we ever wish you to have an average day?
I've had plenty of those.
I don't think so.
Plenty of mediocre days in my life.
That would be so easy for us to say. We just wish you an average mediocre day. And you could probably have one. But that wouldn't be reaching for any stars.
Well, why would you wish someone to have it when they come regularly?
You want to have a great day.
Great. That's what we're wishing you.
That's what we're wishing you, a great day.
And we know the power of wishing.
Wishing you a Yeah, all right. It's what Friday the what?
It's Friday the 12th.
October the 12th, so it's not Friday the 13th.
August the 12th.
What did I say?
October. October the 12th is Columbus Day.
For your information, I'm identifying as October.
That's right.
Because
he really is wanting to see football season get here.
Well, this heat's getting to me, and I'm ready for October, so I'm pretending like it's October.
Well, I don't want to skip the rest of August because my birthday is the 26th, and I can't wait to turn 58.
Dude.
So the guy hints around and gets two pizzas delivered, and now he's going to get birthday gifts from all the
58.
Janet Mefford, if you're listening, I wish I had some pizza delivered on August 26th.
You're either in late summer or early fall of your life, brother, if you're 58. People say they're middle-aged when they're 58, so you're going to live to be 116, are you? Okay.
I don't want to. I make it to 115, then I might want to make
wants to live to be at 100, but the man who's 99. You didn't get that last time, but you get it now, don't you?
You mean nobody wants to live to 100 except the man who's 99?
We did this last time, I think. We'll break this down. We'll have a class.
We'll figure out the math. Who's going to call our friend, Matha Lababa Babashaz?
What we need to do at this point to move on with the show here is repeat our questions, and then back to the phones we go.
All right. What I have left, how long did Mary stay with Elizabeth before Jesus was born? It's a Bible question. What is the best-selling brand of chips in the U.S.? And by brand, I mean, honey, go into the store and get me a bag of
some kind of chips.
Right. And then my third question that I have remaining, in the cartoon Popeye, who is Popeye's arch nemesis?
Here's what I've got. Thinking about the Olympics, multiple choice. How many Olympic athletes in history have won both summer and winter Olympic medals? 5, 15, or 50? And then, next question, from 1916 to 1938, what U.S. coin featured a buffalo on the back of the coin?
By the way, my wife's great-uncle, great-great-uncle? ran in the 1936 Olympics and won a gold medal.
Now, this is really honest because he's told that
won
before.
Won a gold medal?
In the hurdles.
In the hurdles.
In Berlin.
Wow.
When Jesse Owens went over there and, cleaned up.
That is impressive.
Mm-hmm. Won a gold medal, and he was from Greenwood, Mississippi. His name is Glenn Slats Harden. Ran track at LSU and then went to the Olympics.
Slats. Now, was that a nickname?
Because of the hurdles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
that's a good nickname, actually.
Your father-in-law was quite the athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Your brother-in-law played college football, so I guess those are good genes. Something about heredity.
It's on my wife's side of the family.
Yeah, I was going to say. Mine's both your boys played sports.
Well, mine's intellectual.
Well.
The genetics run.
Yes.
Some run athletic, others intellectual.
Which is obvious. Everybody listening knows
I
that.
I got the brains.
Right.
I got the brains side. So here we go with my three questions. But what I'm saying is I was in the academic Olympics.
Gold medalist?
When I was in high
school. Academia.
I won the silver.
Silver.
But it was, there were three of us competing. And I won second place.
How fast you can hit that buzzer. When you know the right answer,
right.
It's just how quick you can get to the buzzer.
All right, here are my three questions. What don't count your chickens before they're hatched comes from what great moral tale?
Vince Lombardi said that to the team, had them gathered there in the locker room.
Yogi Berra. I can't remember. Maybe Yogi Bear or Yogi Bear.
Or Vince Lombardi.
One of those.
Hey, boo-boo. Yeah. Okay. What country is the largest democracy population-wise? This is really disappointing that hasn't been answered. I don't think you people care about government anymore. I don't even know what country is the largest democracy. Have we given up? Have we completely given up?
Come on, folks.
All right, here's my third question. A kleptoparasite is a creature which does what to other animals?
I can't wait to hear the answer to this.
It's a real...
This is fascinating.
I've got some good guesses, but I don't want to blurt it out. It might be the right answer.
It's a problem in many parts of the country, this kleptoparasite movement. is getting out of control.
Well, you have those kleptoparasite gangs.
Yeah, they beefed up security.
They're roaming.
At the mall.
Roaming around.
Beefed up security at the mall because they said, man, those kleptoparasites come in here.
You see them coming around, you better beware. All right, back to the phones, Ed. Well, let me give the phone number. How about that? 888. Yes. This phone number right here is for spelunkers who need help. Okay.
If you need help with spelunking,
we're all weak.
We don't judge.
We're all frail people, and you know there's nothing to be ashamed about.
That's right. If you have a problem with spelunking,
you got a spelunking problem and you need help. Here's your phone number.
If you've got problems with spelunkers, call the law offices of Wildman, Battagliano, and Jasper. We'll get you the money you deserve.
Not available in Montana. All right. Here's the phone number. This is the phone number to reach us here on the program.
May cause uncontrolled bleeding.
If you got Mesopotamia and you need help, you call us. 888-589-8840. I don't think we should be laughing about some of this stuff, but I don't know what part of it.
Probably all of it.
There's your hashtag. There's your hashtag.
I just don't think some of this is funny to some people listening, but I don't know
what part. Can't identify what part we should be ashamed of saying.
I don't know. All right, the phone number to reach us on the show is 888-589-8840. All right, Ed.
I burn calories on this show.
It's all yours, Ed.
Okay, thanks a lot. All right, we go to Mobile, Alabama. Jeremy is on the line. Jeremy, can you bring some sanity to this program here?
I doubt it.
You doubt it. All right. Well, then let's carry on. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Jeremy?
I think I try to do both.
All right, which question you want
to
answer?
I wanted to go for the spelunkers, but so I picked something different. That was the theme of our vacation Bible school this year.
Spelunking?
That's what they called all the little ones was spelunkers, yes.
Oh, really?
They was doing this cave exploring.
You know, Alvin and the Spelunkers had some great music back in the day.
Alvin and the Spelunkers.
Then he switched over and went with the Chipmunks. I saw Behind the Music on that. It was devastating to the Spelunkers. Alvin just left them out there, went over with the Chipmunks. It was a rivalry. But anyway, it's...
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, life doesn't always go the way you want it to. What? The Spelunkers, they moved on. I think they signed up with...
One-Hit Wonders?
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett and the Spelunkers.
Hey, Jeremy, which other question you want to tackle?
I think I'll try the one about the summer and the winter Olympics.
Okay, yeah, you got a multiple choice, so one out of three chance here. How many Olympic athletes in history have won both summer and Olympic medals? 5, 15, or 50, Jeremy?
Well, I'll just take a shot and say 15.
And your answer is incorrect.
Okay.
But you made it easier for the next person.
50 or 5?
It's 5 or 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he tried.
Yeah, you did. You got a question for us, Jeremy?
Yeah, I guess so. Since it's a trivia question. Excuse me. In the state of Alabama, what town is known as the oil capital of Alabama?
The oil capital of Alabama is what? That's what we want to know the answer to.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. Hang on. Don't say yes or no. All right.
Don't answer it. Alabama's got some coal, C-O-A-L, there.
Now, he's calling from Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah.
So,
well,
that's
now
good.
The oil would be brought into probably Mobile Bay.
I'm guessing.
You know, so we're gonna guess. We're gonna say Mobile.
All right, Jeremy, that's our guess.
No, sir. I'm calling from Mobile. My hometown is Citronelle, Alabama, which is about 25 miles north of Mobile.
I know exactly where you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's where I've never read it in the fact book, but that's what we've always been told was that's the oil. Capital of Alabama.
Why is that? You mean there's oil wells there?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Oh yeah, that's what a lot of people in that town do. Yes, sir.
Okay, I didn't know that. I drive.
I wouldn't think oil wells in Alabama.
Yeah, when I go down to the beach, I drive right through your town there.
What's the name of his town?
Citronelle.
Citronelle?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Citronelle, yes, sir. And if you read John Grisham, you know, being from Mississippi, one of his books, he speaks of leaving Meridian and coming to Mobile, and he goes right through
Citronelle.
Character in his book does, yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
That's pretty cool, getting a mention in a book,
right?
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir, that's cool. Hey, I enjoy y'all's show. Hey, I'm going to throw my head in the ring for class president of the freshman class.
So all right.
I just want everybody to vote for me.
Yes, sir.
We're having elections pretty soon.
We are.
So. Well, and Jeremy, what you have to do is you have to promise that no more homework and free drinks
you
from
all the other fellow students?
Yeah, isn't that what happens when you have election?
You can't have.
Yeah, I'm going to do away with homework. Homework.
Well, you'll be popular.
That's a platform I'm running on, actually. Yeah.
No more homework.
Hey, all right, thanks,
Jeremy.
Hey, appreciate it.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air, and we are helping make America more better.
Hey, listen, I hate to be the one betterer. Complaining. But it's been 30 minutes since anything was delivered free into the studio. can everybody kind of get on the ball out there?
We can't even get them to call in and ask questions. You think they're going to call it? Come on, folks. We've laid down a challenge. Your heart, man?
Where's your heart?
They said to Rocky Balboa and Rocky II, man, and Rocky III. In fact, all Rocky movies. Where's your heart?
They don't make spelunkers like they used to, you know?
No.
The return of Rocky. Strikes Back. the son of Rocky.
Rocky and the Spelunkers.
The final
Rocky
chapter.
Awakens.
Back to the phone.
Yes, let's try it. Wichita, Kansas. Thomas, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. God bless you. I really enjoy your show.
Hey, thank you, brother. Where are you calling from now?
Wichita, Kansas.
Thomas?
Wichita, Kansas.
Okay, did... Kellogg Avenue, right?
Yeah, we have that running through the middle of town. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Been stuck on that road many times.
You can drive
I don't get disconnected. I'm a truck driver, and I'm in an area well known for dropping my calls, but I would like to answer and ask both.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
About how long Mary was with Elizabeth.
All right. How long did Mary stay with Elizabeth before Jesus was born?
About 3 months.
Yes, that is correct.
Way to go, Thomas.
About 3 months. Excellent job.
Now, 3 months. 3 months from now, I'll probably forget that. I actually just read that this morning.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Good. So
I love when
timing.
That happens. Yeah.
What's your question for us, Thomas? Before we drop you.
Okay. How many sides does a basketball have? How many sides does a basketball have?
Two. Outside and the inside.
Got it.
Hey, that's
JJ Jasper. Hey, he's from Kentucky, though.
Oh, well, that's unfair advantage.
Basketball. Knows everything about basketball. And the question comes from Kansas, and they also know everything about basketball. All right, brother.
Thanks, Thanks,
Thomas. Thank you, guys.
Brother. Be safe on the road.
You take care. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. That was good, JJ. We're proud of you.
Inside and outside.
I knew you were here for a reason.
Yes. Yes.
I knew it today.
Team player.
I came in there. I said, JJ is sitting over there. He's got an answer right there inside his heart that he's going to share at some time during the show.
Inside his heart.
Inside his heart.
He's going to share it outside.
He's going to share it outside with the world. And it came out right there. And I from me to you, I just want to say thank you. Okay. I speak on behalf of
the university.
Ed. Too.
We owe you a great debt.
Yeah,
JJ.
I don't think from me to you is proper English, but I think we get the
you
point.
Worry. This worries you, doesn't it? Proper English.
Well,
constantly, I get harangued. Plagues you.
I go out. And
brother, just be free. You know what? You
thank you, Ed.
You make your reality the way you want it. You don't. You want to say things.
So when I leave here and I get three people correct me on my English,
yeah,
I'm going to tell them what you just told me.
That's right. That's not my reality.
That's not my reality. It's not who I am. It's not how I identify.
Yeah. If my nouns, don't agree with my verbs, who are you to judge me?
That's your problem.
That's right.
That's not mine.
Who are you to judge?
I don't feel bad about it.
If I got dangling participles just hanging out every which way, well, that's just that's what I want. How I want to live.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. If I want to use split infinitives, okay, I'll use them.
That's right.
Why? Because I don't care. I'm free.
That's right.
All right. Thank you.
You adjust reality.
You give me.
Born
I'm here
for you.
I've got to be wild, man. I do get corrected on my split infinitives, and it's one of those things I've been corrected by somebody who edits my writing.
Yes.
I've been doing that 30 years, and to this day, I do not know what it is that I'm doing wrong.
Oh.
He just says, well, you got a couple split infinitives right there, and I say, all right, thank you, appreciate it.
I've been vaccinated.
I'll be sure to. I don't know how I missed them.
Well, I can help you with that.
What is a split infinitive?
Well,
real
infinitive,
quick.
Yeah, if you say
you got an infinitive,
it's when you have to walk, okay?
Yeah.
So to walk. If you split that with an adverb,
okay?
All right, that's called a split.
All right,
infinitive.
You're losing me.
Give us an example.
Yeah, split infinitive.
To walk to school.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I have permission. My kids have permission to walk to school.
Okay.
My kids have permission to quickly walk to school. To quickly walk.
You split it right there?
You split it.
Wow. Okay. All right, then.
And there's probably someone out there saying, wrong.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
But that's my understanding of
grammar Nazis.
Yes.
Is what you call them.
Yeah.
All right, back to the phones. We got a few minutes left here.
A few minutes, we go back to the phones.
Split infinitives, that's a lifelong learning process, really.
It really is.
That was a good example. Good example, Professor Ed.
Yeah.
All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go to, this isn't going to be easy.
Really?
Wapakoneta, Ohio. Catherine is on the line. Catherine, how'd I do?
Oh, fantastic. That was perfect.
Wapakoneta. All right.
Nicely done.
I dated a girl in high school named that, so I thought it might be the same pronunciation, but so Catherine, welcome to Trivia Friday. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, and I'd like to thank you guys for bringing joy to my Fridays. You guys are awesome.
Well, bless your heart.
We can't take full credit for it. We owe a lot.
We take 90% of it.
Maher Shalal Hashbaz. We owe a lot to him.
Right. But, he grew up in India.
Well, it's actually the longest name in the Bible.
Right.
So we learned that earlier.
He moved to Israel.
Catherine, ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to tackle?
All right, I'd like to answer and then ask. I'd like to try the kleptoparasite question.
Okay,
oh, good.
Who are we talking to here?
This is Catherine.
Catherine, thank you so much. This is Dean Tim. A kleptoparasite is a creature which does what to other animals?
Steals their food.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, and we're not clapping because that's something to clap and applaud. We're clapping because you got the answer right. A kleptoparasite is an animal which steals other animals' food.
Well, now, how do they do that?
Nothing right about that.
Yeah, nothing right about
that. Well, they go around and,
well, you know. I'll say this. I have actually, now that I think about it, I've actually seen this done. We have a Great Pyrenees who stands guard on our front porch, but he's very mild-mannered. We heard him one time barking. We looked outside. He was sitting there, and sparrows were coming up, hopping up on the porch, taking his dog food and leaving.
That's what I'm talking about.
And he was just barking at him. He wasn't, you know, like
eating
them.
Well, they need
them.
Help because they're parasites.
Klepto.
They are.
Kleptoparasites.
They're kleptoparasites.
How did you know that, Catherine?
Actually, I knew that klepto meant stealing, and I knew what parasite meant, but I had to look it up because I didn't know what it was together.
That's okay. We encourage that because you are learning, and that's
what
we're all about.
What is an example? They have an example there?
Actually, I would think it would be, I was thinking of birds, but they're stealing eggs from each other's nests, and they eat them.
Yeah.
Or termites and ants when they, you know, raid each other's
You know, when
nests.
Sin came into the world, it even affected the animal kingdom.
Started stealing other people's
food.
Yeah,
stealing other people's
animals'
food.
Yeah.
So there you go.
We had a dog once that if you walked out from the kitchen to get some hot sauce, he'd steal your food. He'd jump up
another
there,
example.
Grab your bacon.
And that's even crossing what you call a...
Species.
Oh,
it was crossing
species.
A line, believe me. All right, Catherine, what's your question for us?
All right. What is the city and state that is the home of Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon?
Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon. I think he was from, John Glenn was from Ohio.
I was going to say Ohio.
Because he was a senator from
Now, is he going to be from
Wapakoneta?
Since, oftentimes people ask their little claim to fame and proud of their hometown there.
Well, that's the only guess I've got.
You want to go with that?
Yeah.
All right, we're going with Wapakoneta, Ohio, Catherine.
That's it.
Wow.
Woo!
JJ.
Well,
JJ
that's
Jasper.
That's a good claim to fame for you folks.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's great.
Absolutely.
So in a sense, all of Wapakoneta was first on the moon.
Right, because he represented them all.
Right.
He took the banner.
Yes. The Wapakoneta banner.
And went right up there.
Right up there.
Right by the American flag.
Yeah.
The Wapakoneta flag.
Hey, Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine. What's your question for us?
Yeah.
She just asked that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, she did, didn't she?
Thank you, Catherine. Have a great weekend, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. You too.
All right. You know, this is a little known fact, and this is why we have this show. On the lunar module, there was an actual bumper sticker and said, my son is an A student at Wapakoneta Elementary.
On the lunar module. A lot of people don't even know what that
is. Hey, if your son's an A student and you got a bumper sticker on your car and he makes a B, do you take it off?
That's a good question.
That's a moral dilemma.
That's an ethical issue right
it
there.
It is, right. Yeah.
My child is a
straight A
student.
I know there's somebody listening to me right now that's impacting their life right now.
They're starting to wonder, should I take it off?
Maybe I'm delivering a voice they should hear.
Well, I know one thing. You don't ever see a bumper sticker, my kid is a B student. You don't ever see those bumper stickers, do you?
Back to us not saying, have yourself a mediocre day.
Hey, Fox.
Son is a mediocre student.
We're going to have to answer the questions that have not been answered. But just real quickly, a fox or a coyote would be example could lose its food, kill to a brown bear, gray wolf, or bald eagle.
Oh, so especially after someone kills it.
Yeah,
okay, like,
not someone, but an animal.
Right.
An animal kills its prey, starts to eat, and here comes a bigger animal. So it's kind of like a bully taking your lunch on the playground.
Yeah.
It's not right.
So if hyenas kill something, then the lions come and say, back off.
That's right.
So you're saying it's a good idea for us to quit paying taxes?
No, I'm not advocating that. Anyway, what do you got, Ed?
All right, what I've got left, best-selling brand of chips in the U.S. You guys have a guess?
I'm going to say Lay's.
Lay's, Frito-Lay, Lay's potato chips.
You can't just eat one, right?
You can't just eat one. Yeah. In the cartoon Popeye, who is Popeye's arch nemesis? You guys know?
Brutus?
Bruto.
Bluto.
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 Yeah.
Bluto. Right.
Bluto. Remember
that
the big
guy? That
was
his name? Yeah. Okay.
Bluto.
Okay. Is that all you have?
You got it.
That's all I got.
That's all, folks.
How many Olympic athletes in history have won both summer and winter Olympic medals?
I'll say five.
It's five. And then... what coin had the buffalo on the back?
Nickel.
Nickel.
Yeah.
Buffalo nickel.
The expression "don't count your chickens before they're hatched" comes from what great moral story?
I have no idea.
Aesop's.
Aesop's
fables.
Fables.
Aesop's fables. Don't count your chickens before
that lasted a long time. I thought a farmer made that up.
Yeah.
And also the country, the world's largest democracy. What country is the world's largest democracy population?
Would it be the United States?
India.
India. Okay. Now, folks, don't email me and say, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. I understand that, but we are a democratic republic.
Right. So. We got that. We got it, folks. Have a great weekend, or whatever you have out there. We'll see you Monday.